Hello and welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. Today, we hear about the latest estimates for world population growth. Imagine the population in your town or city increasing by 100%. What would that look like? That will happen in some places by 2100. Then, Christopher Cruz tells us about the use of video games. Are they good or bad for children? World population growth and the effects of video games. Those are our subjects today on As It Is. The world's population is reported to be growing at a faster rate than earlier estimates. A new report says the population will rise to almost 11 billion people by the year 2100. And, as Katie Weaver tells us, the report says the population is unlikely to stop rising in this century.
Our planet is home to about 7 billion people. Since the 1990s, population experts have predicted the number would grow to 9 billion before it begins to slow down and possibly decrease. But a new report predicts the world's population is likely to increase to almost 11 billion by 2100. The new estimates are based on the most modern statistical tools. They make use of government records and expert predictions about death rates, fertility rates, and international migration, or people moving across borders. During the rest of this century, Africa is likely to experience the largest increase in population. The report says Africa's population will grow from about 3.5 billion to 5.1 billion people over the next 85 years. John Wilmuth is director of the United Nations Population Division. He says that in the past, researchers thought population growth in Africa would be similar to that of other areas. They expected slower growth rates as birth control use became more widespread. But, he says, those estimates were wrong.
The level of contraceptive use has continued to increase, but slowly, more slowly than expected, and fertility therefore has been falling less rapidly than expected, and the population therefore continues to grow somewhat more rapidly than we expected.
The new findings are based on a joint research project of the United Nations and the University of Washington. The researchers believe the population of Asia will reach 5 billion by 2050. That is up from the current 4.4 billion people. The researchers also believe that North America, Europe, Latin America, and the Caribbean area will have a total population of below 1 billion. John Wilmuth says the pressure of feeding the rising population is likely to be less than might be expected.
The relatively good news is that the world has been winning the race between population growth and food production. If you look back historically over the last 50 years, certainly for the world as a whole, for many, most individual countries and regions, the increase of food production has outpaced the increase of population.
The latest population estimates appear in a report published in Science magazine. The findings replace the most recent UN projections, which were released in July. I'm Katie Weaver.
Now, Christopher Cruz reports on two studies about video games. Video games are everywhere, but do they help or hurt children? The studies give different answers to that question.
The researchers asked almost 5,000 people between the ages of 10 and 15 in Britain how much time they spent playing video games. They also asked them how happy they were and whether they have good relations with their friends and other students. The researchers found that young people who spend less than one-third of their time away from school playing video games had the highest levels of happiness. The researchers compared them to two other groups, those who didn't play games at all, and those who spent 3 hours or more a day playing them. The study was published in the journal Pediatrics. It suggests that the influence on a child's life of video games, whether good or bad, was not nearly as great as the effect of family members, friendships, or poverty. Another study on the effect of video games was performed by researchers at Dartmouth College in 2012. It was published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. The researchers say they found that teenagers who play violent video games that give rewards for taking risk are more likely to take high risks in their lives. Previous studies have linked these games to increased aggressiveness in young teens. This study, however, is the first to show that video games do more than increase aggression. It links some games to the use by teens of alcohol and illegal drugs, to risky driving, and unsafe sexual behaviors. They said the games appear to make the teenagers rebel and take part in possibly dangerous activities. Experts estimate people will spend more than $100 billion on video game activities worldwide by 2017. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And that's our show for today. Do you listen to As It Is? Tell us about it. Email us at learningenglish@voanews.com. Be sure to listen to VOA World News at the beginning of every hour Universal Time. And join us tomorrow at this same time for another As It Is from the Voice of America.